The founder of the first private radio station in Ghana, Radio I, Dr. Charles Rekubrobe, has called for renewed commitment, dedication and passion to the compliance of the ethics and professional standards of broadcasting. Speaking at the National Conference to mark 20 years of Radio I, Dr. Brobe said the country is sitting on a time bomb, looking at the reckless exaggeration and comic on the airways these days. There is therefore the need for media owners and journalists to engage in self-censorship to arrest these negative trends. He said training and retraining should continue to be the hallmark of media homes to ensure high journalistic standards.
I think I've got sweet and sour feeling. Sweet because from that small experiment, we've got over 400 authorized stations. So I don't think that anybody can say we don't have enough private stations or enough choice. But a bit sour because standards are falling, there is no control, the quality is low, everybody seems to be imitating everybody else. So the idea of having plenty to choose from has turned out to be plenty to do the same and to do it badly. I think that there needs to be proper training of people who call themselves journalists, people who present on radio. The Ghana Journalists Association should insist that any broadcasting journalist must pass through a prescribed course approved by the training institutions and the National Accreditation Board. I think the problem is that we all claim that standards have fallen, but the thing is that you have to set the bar and ask people to go over it. If you don't have any bar for people to go over, then it's a free-for-all. For example, frequencies are supposed to be limited. They tended not to have been. If you talk about local language, most people are being used for local language presentation, not because they've learned the basis of journalism, but they tend to be able to speak the language well. And the thing that I found very interesting was the fact that everybody there was saying that the training that GBC gives for its journalists or had been given is the kind of training that produces professionals of the highest quality. So within the system, there's way in which if we set a bar and monitor that, we can improve. It's a question of setting standards and sticking by it. I remember talking to the late Kobina Dubois, and he said when he went to the BBC, everything was scripted. And then the old GBCers were saying to me, you know, I was sitting on the platform with Kojo Anka and a few others, and they said when we work for GBC, everything was scripted. So it is standards which we have allowed to fall, but it can be resurrected. If you don't have any standards to which people must be forced to work towards, then complaining is not enough. So the next part of my campaign is to get a broadcasting bill passed, to get a right to information bill passed, to get quality standards of journalism adopted and policed. I don't want anybody to ban any radio station. They will fall by themselves. And when advertisers stop advertising and audiences are not there, the radio stations will close. So I don't want anybody suggesting that we must set up a mechanism by which we throw away some radio stations. No, we must set up a mechanism by which radio stations perform to those standards, and we make sure they perform to the standards.